Listen again.
音声をもう一度聞き、読み上げられた英語の質問に英語で答えなさい。
Many people around the world thought Saturday, July 7th, 2007 might be the luckiest day of the century. That's because in the Gregorian calendar, it was the seventh day of the seventh month of the seventh year. On that day,About three times as many weddings were reported in the U.S. as on a typical Saturday in July. On the other hand, the 13th day of July in 2007 fell on a Friday, a coincidence many believe brings bad luck. Why are these numbers so meaningful to some people? There is a cultural fascination with numbers, and people tend to give them all sorts of significance, says Ian Stewart, a British mathematician.He remarks that the number 13 is unlucky for many Western cultures, but 4 is unlucky for the Chinese because the Chinese word for 4 and the Chinese word for death sound very similar. So the numbers themselves don't seem to have any particular features. Surprisingly, the number 7 is consistently considered lucky in many cultures. Everyone knows that in Western casinos,A person wins at the slot machines if they get triple sevens. And 7 is the most probable outcome of rolling 2 dice. Do you know the ancient Greeks thought 7 was a special number? Stewart explains that the Pythagoreans in ancient Greece thought the number 3 represented the spiritual world. Also, they associated the number 4 with the 4 essential elements in the physical world, fire,Earth, air, and water. Therefore, 7, which is 3 plus 4, was a particularly important number, he says, because it symbolized both the spiritual and the material worlds.
Question number 1.
What happened in America on the 7th of July in 2007?
Question number 2.
What is an unlucky number for Chinese people, and why?
Question number 3.
The ancient Greeks thought there were 4 elements in the physical world. What were they?